And today, my very special guest, Mayor Brandon Smith.
Hey,
how you doing?
Great. How about you?
Very good. Very good in these trying times. I guess your job hasn't slacked off any, has it?
No, it's you never thought that you'd be in charge in time like this, but it's certainly an interesting time to be alive. And, you know, for all the listeners out there, we are, of course, 6 feet apart right now,
yes,
social distancing
yes.
ourselves.
Yes.
As we hope everyone else is.
And we did do an elbow bump, but I suggested in the future we might try the toe tap.
I like it. I like that better.
Yeah.
And as long as there's no stolen valor, I'm good with a salute.
Salute.
Maybe
yeah.
a left-handed salute, you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Or just a simple wave, right?
That's true.
You know, I'm so used to sticking my hand out, and it's been so
it's
hard.
Tough.
It is.
It is tough. I actually just grab my hands and just hold on to them so that I'm not sticking it
right,
out there. Because
right.
it's just second nature.
It is. It
yeah.
is. I think there after the world gets back to normal, we'll kind of take inventory of everything we've learned, lessons we've learned here. So that's one of them.
I think that it's going to dramatically change
sure.
our whole habits and everything. I mean, I'm thinking people may actually learn how to cook.
Well, you know, I'm very lucky. My wife is a great cook. I'm so lucky there. But right now we're trying to support local restaurants too, because my goodness, they're hurting just as everyone is.
Sure.
I mean, unless you're a grocery store right now, you know, everyone is feeling the impact of this on an unprecedented level. I mean, we're in uncharted waters right now, and I think you see that with a lot of the response, and so we'll take this opportunity. Maybe I'll learn a foreign language or something. You know, who knows?
Yeah, that could happen. You know, the library is closed, but I believe they're online, and they have, you can learn a language, you can read books,
That's
magazines,
right.
whatever, movies. So
there's a lot of deals. I saw Amazon is offering free kids movies. And God bless all those parents out there that are semi-pro homeschool teachers right now. I think we all appreciate the teachers. And
are you having to participate in that,
well,
Brandon?
Well, I do to an extent. My wife is she works from home, and that typically means she's in her office working, but that's changed a little bit. And I told her, all right, I'm gonna help out even more. So, but you know, the schools have been great in terms of giving them a curriculum that they, for the most part, are able to follow on their own.
Sure.
But you know, I've got an 8-year-old, a 11-year-old, and a 14-year-old, and so there's going to be questions. And
is any of it new math?
No. It's well, you know, my 8-year-old's in Montessori, and they do, it's not new math, but they do have certainly an interesting way of looking at things. It's a fantastic, fantastic program over there.
Yeah.
So, I think while we're all scared and concerned, you also see really the best part in humanity come out in times like this too. And, you know, Greenwood, we're not unique in the problem that we're facing, but I've got to believe that we are unique in the way that people come together and help their fellow man. I mean, we put aside differences at times like this to come together.
Absolutely. When I had Jason Hughes on yesterday, we were talking about potential need over there, and I was saying, well, Jason, what can we do? And we came up with doing a peanut butter drive, because peanut butter can extend what a family has to eat.
Sure.
Because it's good for you. It has its filling.
Sure.
And so I did a commercial today, a PSA. We put it out there, and got a note from Jason. 2 big jars had already been delivered to the Salvation Army, and they heard it day one.
Really?
I am excited about this. It's going to be called the Peanut Butter Drive.
Well, I like that.
Yeah.
I tell you, we never go without peanut butter in our house. Peanut butter, almond butter is another thing that I guess is sugar-free. So we would be happy to to participate in that. You just, I'll
just bring get some peanut butter, or take it by over there to the Salvation Army, whichever is easier.
Sure.
Just tell them you heard it on WCRS, because we're doing a count of how many jars of peanut butter we bring in.
Great. Great. That cool? That's an awesome idea. I mean, it's just, it's little things like that,
yep,
that everyone is coming together with. And, you know, as you know, right now, we've got, normally we've got so much positive energy that I think certainly outshines the squeaky wheels that get the grease. But at this time right now, it's trying to put that information together, trying to connect people like that who can help different sectors of the community. And so,
well, I think it makes it so that everybody, if they want to, can participate. Everybody's going to the grocery store. Everybody, if they see a jar of peanut butter, if they want to participate, can pick up that jar or two of peanut butter.
Sure.
So it's pretty cool.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, like you said, it's little things like that that can extend a family's pantry.
Right.
But, you know, on another level, obviously, again, this is something that everyone across the country is dealing with, but I've been trying to get out in the last week just to businesses. I probably looked like a crazy person last week, walking up and down the bypass, a lot of businesses I'd never been in. So I took this opportunity to go in and just let folks know, look, if you have any questions or if you just want to vent, please feel free to call us. But we're going to be back stronger than ever. It's gonna take a while, and we need everybody to be patient, but Greenwood's gonna be back stronger than ever after the dust settles here, for sure.
Now, you have the city offices are closed, correct?
That's right.
Are they
right.
They're working.
We're working. It's closed to the public right now, just for everyone's safety. And of course, we're listening to the governor and the president and the CDC for directives. Our job is to try to connect folks on a local level, to get information out on a local level. As you mentioned, George McKinney was in here earlier this week.
That was on Monday.
Great resource. So our city webpage has resources on there. Of course, it connects to George's webpage through the county. Fantastic. George does a fantastic job. I've been on 8 million conference calls with in which he's been involved here in the last 2 weeks. So, you know, we're fortunate that we only have two cases in Greenwood County right now. It's not going to, I mean, that number's going to go up. And hopefully we'll see a precipitous decline in short order. But, you know, I'm trying to be optimistic, but we've got to, of course, plan for it to take a while also.
So what are you doing for your for the people that are working every day? The first responders are out there, and of course you do have doing shrubs and getting ready for spring? Or,
well, you know, our city employees at least know to be flexible right now. We as we were discussing before we went on air, I mean, right now there's no plans to cancel, postpone the Festival of Flowers, the Festival of Discovery. I'm hoping that the coronavirus just could not survive
the
early to mid July heat and humidity of Greenwood during the barbecue festival. But on a serious note, I mean, those haven't been canceled, and hopefully we don't have to make those tough decisions, but our city employees know that in times like this, their job responsibilities could have
could
to be
change.
Flexible. They may have to be flexible, and they may have to be called into a role they're not used to right now. And so, we're fortunate that we haven't had to go to essential services yet, And I was very encouraged. Governor McMaster actually called me yesterday and to check in. We've got locally, we have his Director of Legislative Affairs, Sim Singh, that works in his office from Greenwood. And I asked him, I said, look, from on a local level, you know, what is there any guidance you can give us as to whether we need to be closing down to essential services only? And he said, no. I know there is a big push out there from some legislators and from the state paper I read on right before I came over here. They're asking the governor to shut it down completely. We're not there yet, I don't think, and certainly in Greenwood we're fortunate thus far. I mean, there's counties that don't have any cases in South Carolina yet, but that's going to change. And undoubtedly, there have been cases in every county, just haven't been tested.
Sure.
But you know, again, let's everybody just practice responsible personal behavior. If we can do that, we can continue to. And I told Julie on the way over here, if I hear the word flatten the curve one more time, yeah, I think my head's gonna explode. But it is a term. Hopefully, if we can all use common sense right now, we can do that.
I think next year, I wonder what the words of the year will be: social distancing and flatten the curve.
That's right. Yeah, those are definitely be the words. This is a year we'll all remember. You know, and this is going to have lasting impacts for my children, our grandchildren. We're going to look back on 2020 as a year that we learned a lot of lessons.
Well, you know, one of the other things that I think is something to consider, with all these businesses being closed, there are not dollars coming in for sales tax and this type of thing. What is the effect that that's going to have on the city?
It's going to have a significant effect. But what we're doing as the leaders of this community is we're working on an emergency ordinance right now to postpone payment of a lot of taxes that are certain fees and taxes that are due at the end of April. So we're extending that to allow folks time to recover and heal, and with the eye on hopefully by this summer we're in a position where people can get back and congregate in groups of more than 3, 10, 50, 100, whatever that number is. But we understand that businesses are hurting, and we understand that the service industry is hurting. We've got our restaurant tours, they come together, whether it's TJ at Montague's or Howard at Corley's or Tony Weidman or Jeep. I mean, and all the Theo and all those folks at Migs, you know, they're, while technically I guess they are competitors, I have been on a group chat, text, whatever, with a bunch of them, and just to see the community come together to try to support these service industry folks. Steve Riley at Emerald Ink and Stitches has been passing out those T-shirts. And so, I took a cue from the mayor of West Pelzer, who I've gotten to know, great guy. And I will put it out there again. I had someone actually take me up on my offer to deliver for restaurants. I'm doing it for free. Any tips will be... We'll go back to the folks there affected in the service, the waiters, cooks, etc. So restaurants out there, 554-4535 is my cell phone number. If you want me to deliver, the mayor of West Pelzer delivered in a Sasquatch outfit. I don't have one, and in fact, I think. You know, daily, that may be even more of a carrier of the coronavirus.
But, that's nasty.
But,
yeah,
but
right,
I
yeah.
will be sure to wear something something memorable. Yeah, yes. A lot of flair.
Yeah. Only the mayor of Greenwood could come up with this, Brandon. What's that telephone number again?
554-4535.
Okay.
And 864, of course.
Okay. So if you would like the mayor to deliver your dinner, he is willing to do it. Go by, pick it up, and bring it to you.
Right. I had my first experience today, and it was enjoyable.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's kind of like Meals on Wheels, right?
That's right.
A lot of people really enjoy doing Meals on Wheels. There's a group that is invaluable at this time to be checking on. And when we had George on the other day, we were talking about making sure in your community, in your little circle there, that you know those that need some extra help and have them have your telephone number. So if they're elderly and they're afraid to go out, that you can go to the grocery store for them, or you can go to the drugstore and pick up stuff.
Sure. That's a great idea. I mean, and kids, they've got some extra time now. If, you know, if there's anything they can do in a safe manner to help the elderly folks stay quarantined, it's a great lesson for our youth also.
Absolutely.
So,
what do you see as far as the continuation? Are there any things that y'all are getting ready to put out there or change? For example, I know the newspaper had a big article. They're having to change their policies.
Saw that.
You know, and the other thing is, you don't think about it until you realize that advertisers are not advertising, so their revenue is hurt too.
It is. I mean, it's affected. It has affected everybody. And so from a city standpoint, I mean, there's so much more that goes to the job as mayor than meeting, you know, for an hour and a half twice a month. But we are
happy, glad handing.
That's
and
right.
Ribbon cutting and all
that's
that
right.
good stuff. We're not doing much of that right now.
That's right. Yeah. If I'm the face of the city, I'm sorry for you all, just aesthetic level.
Right.
But you know, we are looking to go to, you know, if we're pushing this social distancing, then we're looking to go to meetings online, we work really well with our counterparts at the county, and so we're trying to make sure that if we take action, we're not doing it, and we're letting them know so that we have an opportunity to take action together. If we close our offices and they don't, we're just trying to make sure we coordinate our efforts. But they already have a live stream aspect to their county council meetings, and so we're looking at that in a way that we allow, obviously, constitutional the follow the Constitution, allow folks to come and voice their opinion. But again, we're in uncharted waters right now, and we've got to make some difficult decisions and some pressing decisions, and that needs to.
You gonna have to lay off anybody that works for the city?
We don't have any plans that's not in the works now, and talking with the governor yesterday, they've got 15,000 state employees. I don't believe they've laid anybody off, but they've got about half or 60% working from home now, and so he just advised on our level to do that as much as possible, and we're working to get to that 50-60% working from home. But you know, the trash has to be picked up, recycling has to be picked up,
fired
police officers are working.
I did notice that the police have changed their policy as far as what do they call them? The repetitive type smaller things that can be done online. They would like you to do that online rather than have a police officer come out to the place.
Sure. And our officers are very responsive. They can communicate with you online over the phone. Because they're going into, you know, just like our first responders, they're out and about going into some dangerous situations. And I was talking to just trying to feel out, you know, how those first responders. I was talking to St. Clair Donaghy earlier, and her husband is a nurse, and you know, they talk about the precautions that similar to the police. I mean, you know, he washes down before he comes in the door. You got to. I mean, you got to, and that's any time, and that goes for really anyone. If you're around anybody that's in that age range, or that's has some underlying condition that may make them more susceptible, those are the ones we've got to protect. So,
and we don't always, we think they brought out all these ones, but the biggest one that probably a lot of people aren't even thinking about is cancer patients. How compromised their immune systems are if they're taking cancer drugs and everything. So
that's right.
Need to remember those people, because they can be older, they can be younger.
That's right. And, you know, I heard someone talking today, even people that have been in remission, it's imperative that we are careful around them, for sure. So,
right.
As the breadth of this is understood more, you know, it's certainly something we're going to look back on years from now and say we could have done this better, we did this well, and grade ourselves on it, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're going to grade ourselves, but economically, the big question that I look around when I go driving around, because I'm in my car, I go driving around, and it just hurts my heart to see so many things closed.
Oh, it does.
And I just think about all the dollars that are being lost right now, and can it be recovered? How many small businesses might we lose because they just say, it's not worth it anymore, I just can't bounce back from this?
Well, the reality is there are going to be a number of those. To tell you the percentage, I think it'd be irresponsible for me to try to predict the percentage of it, but that's a reality. There are going to be some, but hopefully, the American spirit, we will rise from the ashes like the phoenix.
Like the South, we will rise again. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
Raymond?
We will, like a phoenix. Yes. is the allegory I was going for there.
Yes,
yes. but we will rebound from this, but it's going to take patience, and you know, this is going to affect people emotionally. I mean, there's anxiety, there's situational depression that accompanies this type of thing, and I just want, you know, if it, like I said, if it's only to vent, we're here, this is what I signed up for. I, you know, certainly wouldn't have ever anticipated something like this, but all I can do is assure people to be patient. This country's been through a civil war, two world wars, a Great Depression. We're going to bounce back from this. We absolutely will. But it's going to take some time. I know, not everybody wants to hear that, but it will take some time. But we, from a city standpoint, are here to listen. I don't claim to have all the answers. So I'm, you know, it's, you know, your peanut butter drive is a great example. I take no pride in authorship of anything if anybody has any ideas, I'm happy to disseminate those.
Sure. So. That's the thing. Sometimes we think we have to go with these grandiose ideas when something small, like a jar of peanut butter.
Sure.
And everybody's at the grocery store.
Right, right.
So.
And let's, you know, just please use your common sense. Don't hoard food. Don't buy up all the toilet paper. And
don't buy all the meat. Jeez.
All the meat. You know, you're going to force us to eat tofu, and nobody wants to, you know, or Spam, which my 8-year-old would be happy with, I think.
Spam, but, yeah.
Yeah, but just please, just practice some humanity and remember.
How are your kids reacting to this? You know, I haven't really talked to any children. How are they reacting to this? Not being in school, the first few days, I'm sure it was, oh, this is cool. But
right.
As time goes on,
and now that we know that this is going to continue through
in April,
they're digging in. So they've been surprisingly diligent about their schoolwork, and I think we've got great teachers like, you know, Kayla Beard at Lakeview, music teacher at Lakeview. I shared a post that she did this morning. We have great creative teachers. They're the real heroes. But my kids and hopefully most of them, I've been very surprised with how diligent they've been. You can get 8 hours worth of schoolwork done in considerably less time. Of course, you lose the social aspect of it, and you lose the ability to to ask questions and hear different viewpoints. But
I just wonder if futuristically it's going to change, that it's going to change a lot of things. You know, they've always talked about online school. Will this show people that, yes, you can go online, and therefore will online schools become more the rage, shall we say?
You know, my wife and I were talking about that, and I'm a big proponent of public schools, but I imagine there will be a large contingent, a sizable contingent that decides to go the homeschool route, and that's great. I know a lot of great online teachers, and we've got a great private school system here in Greenwood,
sure.
Also. But I think you'll see that. But you know, for my kids at least, I think, you know, I want to get them out there, and there's the social aspect that you lose, but you know, just the long answer to your question is, there I've given them. My wife and I we're doing workouts with them, so they're getting fit, and the band is really tightening up right now too, because that's all they have is time to practice right now. So Odor rules will come out stronger
than ever. What is happening with some of the bands? I think I saw where some of your bands were looking at doing some online shows and this type of thing.
That's right. A week or two, 10 days ago, I had a number of people approach me with an idea of a local music fundraiser series, whatever you want to call it, and a lot of folks have stepped up. Clay Sprouse is kind of taking the lead in, along with Ashby Stokes and the guys from Bad Weather States and the Mez and Jake Bartley Band and Kenny Price and Rachel Davis. And so next week, I believe it's starting Thursday, April 2nd, there's going to be an online series of local Greenwood musicians, which, as you know, we've got, for a town our size, we're lucky to have such an incredible music scene and history of music scene here in Greenwood. But the plan initially was to pick a venue and to broadcast live over Facebook or whatever medium every night. That broadcasting every night is still the plan, but with the social distancing, the plan now is for everybody to record video it live from their homes as best they can, make sure that the internet speed's working and, you know,
right,
compression and everything's working right. But starting April 2nd, they can correct me if I'm wrong, but you're going to see, I think, about 2 weeks worth of live streams, and I can't tell you all the answers as to exactly how that fundraiser works, what entity is going to collect money, and what entity it supports.
I've seen some of those where they're using Vimeo and
you know,
some of those things where they actually post it if you'd like to make a tip or a donation.
I think that is what they're using, and of course, you know, that's myself not included. I'm in a position where I'm not out of work, but there are a lot of musicians, I mean, unbelievably talented musicians who before all this were making peanuts, weren't making what they were worth, and now their livelihood is taken from. I mean, talking to Jake, I mean, you know, it was a tough time before this. I mean, we're talking whether it's Ashby or Jake or Granger Smith, Nick Massey, Dwayne Terry, Austin Landers, Will Thompson. I mean, you know, these are world class musicians.
Yep, solid musicians.
And and so we got to help them out, and we got to help out the venues that where they usually play.
Well, you just don't realize how many things have been affected by all
this. That's right.
And I think that is the thing. So whether it's the musicians, the restaurants, the small businesses here
right.
that are not restaurants or musician type places, they still have to survive and eat too. And no small business has a cushion, shall we say, that they can say, oh, I can weather this. Hey, you are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. So that makes it tough. Most businesses, if they have a couple weeks on hand, money ahead, they're looking pretty good.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and it's, you know, it's the old Dave Ramsey lesson of saving for a rainy day. This is the rainy day.
Deluge.
This is the rainy day for sure. But unless you're a toilet paper manufacturer or salesman or hand sanitizer in the hand sanitizer business, it's a tough time. But you know, I've been on calls with the hospital also just to let them know we're here to help disseminate information. To help them, because we know they're being deluged with questions and patients and
sure.
testing.
And they've got a line if you think you might have the COVID-19, 725-4200, to call that number. And if you answer the questions by what they're looking for, then they'll set you up to come in and get a test.
Right.
But as this thing expands, we could see so many more people. And that's going to be the big problem.
It is, and it is. But this too shall pass. Like I said, we've been through a lot, and we'll persevere here. It's going to take some time, and there are going to be more people sick. But again, American ingenuity. I know whether it's Dr. Anthony Fauci or whoever is working around the clock to come up with a vaccine, a cure for it, and because I know the symptoms are horrible.
Well, if you have a bad case of it, it certainly is. And I think their fear is that we may have many more people walking around with undiagnosed cases of it. That's
right.
The other thing of it.
With mild or moderate symptoms, right.
Yeah, so you may not even realize that you're a carrier of it. The other thing that's, just to wrap this up, young people, this has been a hard thing for them. As far as keeping them from deciding that, you know, they were going to the beach, that whole thing had to get shut
right,
down.
Right, right.
And it's got to be hard. It's got to be hard to drive through uptown Greenwood at night on a Thursday or a Friday night and see nothing.
It is crazy. I will tell you, Julie, I was talking to her before I came over here. And we made the decision to, because we've got those lights on, the lights are up permanently uptown, so we're going to turn those back on.
I think that's, they're talking about Christmas lights and everything, so
and if you, and I might even put on the Santa suit and just get out there in, you know, in early April, people, if nothing
people
else, just
thought,
to,
lost your mind, Brandon,
people,
yes.
if nothing else, then just to bring cheer to people during this time, because we certainly need it right now.
Absolutely.
So we just ask everybody keep praying for our leaders to make smart decisions and put partisan politics aside right now and act like adults. And
wow,
so,
that would be amazing.
Yeah. So. But this, you know, it takes something like this for that to happen.
Absolutely,
so,
it does.
So.
And maybe it's a big reset button, right?
That's right. That's right. That's right. Maybe that's what we need.
Maybe it's a reset button. Well, Brandon, I sure appreciate you coming by and sitting down and sharing some of your thoughts with us here on the radio.
Sure.
We're trying to make sure that we talk to people, find out what things are available, what's happening. Don't forget the peanut butter drive. I got a great little commercial I did. Did you know there was a song about peanut butter? Did you know this?
I'm sure there's more than one.
Well, there's not many, but there's one about peanut butter. It's back from 1961. I think the group The Marathons did it,
uh-huh.
And it was number 20 in 1961. So it's part of the commercial that we're playing right here.
Well, I look forward to hearing that, because that was about 18 years before I was born. So,
Brandon, rub it in.
But I will say, I was born about 30 years too late, because the music of the late 60s and early 70s is my stuff.
Is
so,
your stuff,
oh yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, well, we're going to sign off. Brandon, thanks for coming in today.
And thank you for all that you do and just getting the word out. We, you know,
well, please call me if there's anything.
The media is crucial during this time. So
yeah, thank you. Good media, right?
Good media. That's right. That's right.
All right. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood.